And I hope that coming to the meeting would be out of love to the Lord, not just a mechanical thing for all of us, that we train ourselves, that it is a joy and a delight and an honor to be in the presence of the Lord in the meetings. In this chapter, we have obedience as the test of love. If you love me, keep my commandments. In 1 John, obedience is the test of life altogether. In 1 John 2, and I'm glad our brother referred to 1 John. Actually, when you want to study 1 John, you have to get two Bibles. Open one on John and the other one on 1 John. They're very much related to one another. 1 John 2, hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. So one that does not keep his commandments, does not know the Lord, has no life. If any man says he knows him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And we know that John speaks in the absolute. He doesn't have gray areas. It's either black or white. It is either you obey him and therefore you have life, or you do not obey him, and this is an evidence of having no life. And the same thing here, love. Brother Milad spoke to us yesterday about loving one another. A new commandment give I unto you, that you love one another. And here we have the love to the Lord. And these two are inseparable. Loving one another and loving the Lord is inseparable. He says in 1 John again and chapter 5, he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth them also that are begotten of him. So the children of God, they love God. And the evidence of us loving God is to love one another. Again, John puts them, John is the apostle of love. He's also the apostle of eternal life. He puts these two together as inseparable. He says in 1 John and chapter 5, by verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Here he ties them, the three together. Loving God, loving the children of God, and obeying his commandments. And then verse 3, for this is love, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So again, the proof of my love to the Lord is keeping his commandments. And Brother Jake referred to keeping his word. What's the difference? He told us about this young boy. But I tell you another one. Keeping the word, his word, is keeping the whole scripture. Everything becomes a commandment to me. Mr. Kelly says in one of his writings, in Mark 1, it says, Jesus rising up when it was not yet a day, when it was dark, and not yet the day, and he went out into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Is this a commandment? It isn't. But he says, this comes to me as a commandment. Not that I go out in the desert and pray, but that I should follow him in what he has done. If he love me, keep my word. Whatever is written about him, whatever is written in the scripture, becomes to me a commandment. Why? Because I love him. And then, and I think loving the Lord is something that we grow up, we grow in. We do not love him by the same level, And also, you do not love him every day by the same level. But I hope that this is something that we are to grow in him, grow in it, to grow in our love to him, and to grow in our love to one another. It is not something that we are stable in. Again, loving one another, the Apostle Paul writes to the Thessalonians, he says, As for brotherly love, I need not to write unto you, brethren, for ye are taught of God to love one another. So love is an inherent thing in the believer. But then afterwards he says, but I will that you would increase in love. So although we have this love in us, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, though we have this love of God, and this love to one another in us by the Holy Spirit, but it is something that we ought to grow in day after day. And it seems that they took heed of this, the Thessalonians, because in 2 Thessalonians he said that, and your love to one another have increased. So this is something that we have to work on by the power of the Spirit, that we love the Lord more. I love him today more than yesterday, and tomorrow, hopefully, more than today, and also the love to one another.
We're going to have a pause in our studies now for lunch, and